weekend all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the November 17th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with a Sunny Side of Sports salute for the Bright Stars, the nickname of South Sudan's national men's football team. The Bright Stars picked up their first victory in the qualifying campaign for the 2022 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Cameroon. And I think what made their 1-0 win shine even brighter for the Bright Stars is it came against neighbor Uganda. Magume Davis Rakawinge joins us now with this post-match report. Sporty greetings, Magume.
Sporty greetings to you, Sunny. The South Sudan's Bright Stars put up a spirited fight to beat the Uganda Cranes at Nyayo Stadium in Nairobi, Kenya, and earned their 3 points to remain in contention for a place at the Cameroon 2022 AFCON Finals. Striker Tito Okello Odong put experienced Ugandan custodian Dennis Onyang in the wrong direction, score a penalty in the 35th minute, sending the Bright Stars celebrations. Earlier on, Ugandan midfielder Khalidi Ocho was given a straight card for a foul play to give the South Sudanese a numerical advantage. Despite a man less, the Ugandans kept pressing for an equalizer, but South Sudanese remained solid and gathered the lead. Peter Makair Manyang, South Sudanese captain, praised his teammates for the teamwork.
We knew how Uganda play, and also we knew that they are a bit slow and they were faster than them. We thought of hitting them in the counter-attacks because we had the strikers that are fast. And surely we did win because of our game plan.
A handful of South Sudanese players have played or play in Uganda's domestic league, and the two countries have competed at several junior and senior levels. Manyang says he believes the win will propel them to win the remaining two games and qualify to the finals.
This win is very important for us because it has given us more chances of qualifying again, and we hope possibly to the next two coming games. And surely, with the boys and with the team spirit we have got now, I hope for the best in the upcoming two games.
The South Sudan team will have to play the next game without Musa Abdallah, who was also dedicated for foul play on Ugandan winger Emmanuel Okwi. Jonathan McKinstry, the Uganda Cranes coach, admits the best team of the day won.
Ultimately, we weren't good enough. That's a very simple answer. But we weren't good enough, and you know, I take full responsibility for that as a coach. You know, we plan for the games, we train, and we go about, and the players do their best to, and the coaching staff do their best to implement the game plan that I set for them, and you know, we haven't been up to par.
Uganda sports analyst Dalen Cheyune blames Uganda's loss on complacency by the Uganda Cranes.
The loss for the Uganda Cranes to South Sudan was one, a shaming, by the virtue of the fact that the Uganda Cranes have elevated to a level where they can now dine with the big continental football wigs. Losing to South Sudan, I think they lost a bit of their respect on the continent. But nonetheless, on the other hand, I think the result is an awakener that it's a long road to the Africa Cup of Nations.
McKinstry says the red card in the first half hugely affected the game, but he says he's optimistic the Uganda Cranes will win the coming games and qualify for their third successful AFCON finals.
We took this match seriously, we prepared seriously for it, but for whatever reason, we've not got it right. And, you know, congratulations to South Sudan. You know, we know it's not good enough, and so we have to apologize for that. You know, for the people back at home in Uganda, they deserve better. Uganda as a footballing nation is one that is, you know, there's huge talent there. The players are passionate about the game, and you're starting to see more and more players go and play at high levels of the game. But we need to make sure we harness that. But we need to make sure when they put that shirt on, for that red shirt of the Uganda Cranes, that we maximize their impact.
In another group game, Burkina Faso picked an away point of Malawi Flames in Blantyre to top Group B with 8 points. Uganda remains on 7 points, Malawi has 4, while South Sudan lies bottom with 3 points. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach. And thanks to Magume for that spicy report on the win by the Bright Stars of South Sudan. In another Nations Cup qualifying result on Monday, defending champion Algeria officially booked its ticket to Cameroon 2022 with a 2-2 draw against host Zimbabwe in Harare. The result guarantees the Desert Foxes of Algeria a top 2 finish in Group H. Botswana beat Zambia 1-0 in the other group match. Taking a look at the group standings, Algeria is through to the Nations Cup with 10 points from 4 qualifiers. Zimbabwe has 5 points. Botswana has 4 points. And 2012 Nations Cup champion Zambia is at the bottom with 3 points. In Nations Cup qualifying Group C on Monday, South Africa scored a 4-2 win at home against Sao Tome and Principe. The South Africans now have 9 points from 4 qualifiers, while Sao Tome is officially eliminated after 4 consecutive losses. In Group I, Eswatini and visiting Congo Brazzaville played to a scoreless draw. Now, Senegal has already qualified from this group with the maximum 12 points from 4 matches. Congo Brazzaville is next with 7 points. Guinea-Bissau has 3 points. And Eswatini has been eliminated with 1 point. Nations Cup host Cameroon is participating in the qualifying competition. And the indomitable Lions scored a 2-0 road victory Monday against Mozambique. In one more result, Gambia beat visiting Gabon 2-1. The teams are now level at the top of Group D with 7 points. The Gambians are placed first on the table because of better goal difference.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C. Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight? Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat music show. On the American football beat, the Minnesota Vikings beat the host Chicago Bears in the NFL's weekly Monday night game. The AP's David Schuster reports from Chicago.
Kirk Cousins threw a pair of touchdown passes as the Vikings defeated the Bears 19-13. Cousins' aerial strikes were both to wide receiver Adam Thielen. Cousins says his team is playing really well.
Yeah, great to get a win. We'll try to keep building on it now, and it'll be so important to, keep stringing these together if we can. That's really what the rest of the season will be all about.
For the game, Cousins was 25 of 36 passing for 292 yards. Delvin Cook added 96 tough yards on the ground. For the Bears, Cordarrelle Patterson returned a kickoff 104 yards for a score, his 8th career kickoff for touchdown, tying an NFL record.
We work it every week, man. Every week at practice, man. Every time we get the ball, we want to go out there and kick our return and score. So, the boys did a heck of a job. They had a lane open for me to not no way I could have missed it. So, you know, it got through, you know, and we got the touchdown.
The Vikings have won three in a row, while the Bears are going the opposite direction. They've dropped four straight. David Schuster, Chicago.
Thanks, David. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The world champion U.S. women's national soccer team will return to competitive action November 27th when it plays a friendly international match in the Netherlands. The American women have had an 8-month layoff because of the coronavirus pandemic, and the game against the Dutch is a rematch of the 2019 Women's World Cup final, in which the USA beat the Netherlands 2-0 in Lyon, France. The American women will train for 6 days in the Netherlands before the friendly. The USA's head coach, Vlatko Andonovski, says the team is really excited to have an international match, and that it's against the Netherlands makes it even better and more challenging. Meanwhile, the U.S. men's national soccer team routed Panama Monday night 6-2 in an international friendly played in Austria. The Americans fielded a young squad. Nicholas Giacchini and Sebastian Soto, both 20-year-old strikers, scored 2 goals each.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
In African athletics, Ghana's 800 meters Olympian, Alex Amankwa, has been talking with Dan Friedel about his training during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the second part of his conversation with Dan, Alex said he has been able to do some racing this year.
As far as competition, I was able to compete. In the beginning, we were only allowed to do time trials with our teammates. So we'll set it up, we'll have a timer, but we were only able to race each other. And it was also kind of difficult because our practices had to be cut down in half with as far as people in the work and that we're training with. So usually we'll have a group of six. Now you only two people, and training would be almost a full day. And after, you know, a couple months of that, we were able to race other athletes, but we took very, you know, serious measures and procedures. Getting two COVID tests the same week, we would have to take COVID tests afterwards, making sure that, you know, we're not going out, not partying. If we do decide to go eat, either you take it to go or outside seating. So we were just very cautious about that, just because we knew how serious this virus was, and we didn't want to let it affect, you know, not just us, but, you know, possibly, you know, somebody we care about, or just somebody who is more prone to the virus.
We're joined now on the Sunny Side of Sports by Ghanaian 800 meter Olympian Alex Amankwa. Alex, I was wondering where you are at this point. Here we are, where if you want to think about whether the Olympics are going to go forward in 2021, less than a year away, are you just kind of keeping the mindset that you might have been in this time last year as far as your preparation goes? Is it a little bit draining mentally to think about having to kind of restart the engine for another Olympic push? Where do you stand at this point looking forward to the summer of 2021?
looking forward to the summer 2021 is going to be difficult because, frankly, nobody knows what's going to happen. To my coaches, we you know, sit and chat about what the 2021 season can look like. And we don't even know if we're going to be able to race, let alone if the Olympics are going to happen. But regardless, we have to be prepared. So outside of everything that I can't control or my coach or anybody, we can't control what this virus is going to look like or if the Olympics are going to happen. But what we can control is being prepared. So as far as the season goes, where, you know, we're still training, we're still working hard, we're still doing all the things that we need to do for that moment when it's like, hey, it's going to happen, you know, so we're just being prepared.
So, Alex, before we started this conversation, we talked a little bit about the two-time Kenyan gold medalist in your event, David Rudisha, and what he's meant to you as somebody to look up to, and the fact that he has been dealing with some injuries lately. His most recent injury was a fracture in his ankle that he just had surgery for. And you said that you actually got a chance to meet him once. What was your interaction with David Rudisha like, the Kenyan 800-meter runner?
It's actually a funny story. David Rudisha was one of the first athletes I've ever looked at, and I was, like, at awe at how amazing he was, because the way he runs, the way he carries himself, I loved everything about it. When my first time running in the Olympics, I remember just being really nervous. And before you go to race, they take you in a shuttle, and the shuttle has, like, everybody who you're going to be racing against. And I remember sitting down in the shuttle. My hands are shaking, my leg. I was just so nervous. Like, I can't believe I'm about to run in the Olympics. Like, this is the biggest stage ever. And my head is down. And I remember somebody came and sat next to me. And I look up and I see it's David Rudisha. And I'm just right out of college, nervous. And, like, the person I idolize is looking next to me. And for some reason, I was like, all right, I have to, like, pretend like I'm not intimidated. I have to, like, make sure that, you know, like, I'm not afraid to go up against him, which I wasn't, because, you know, I'm up for the challenge. So I try to open my legs as wide as I can to make him feel uncomfortable, hoping that, like, it would, you know, deter him a little bit. Obviously, it didn't work because he won the Olympics that year. But it was still amazing to watch him and to, you know, say that, you know, I was a part of the Olympics that he was a part of. And he's just an incredible runner. I love everything about him.
So what's your sense of what the 800 meters will be like next year if he's not able to compete? I mean, obviously, a great competitor will do everything he can to get back on the track if the Olympics do indeed run in 2021. What would it be like either to see him win another championship or to have the Olympics go without such a decorated champion there?
The Olympics without David Rudisha is definitely going to be a hit. It's going to be difficult because he's done so much for the sport, and he's been so dominant in the past two Olympics. But, you know, with that being said, I think there's other athletes who are still pushing themselves to be at his level or close to his level. And as much respect as I have for him, I always compete to win, and I think every other competitor that's doing the same thing, regardless of who's out there, it could be Rudisha, you know, if it's a different event, Usain Bolt, whoever, they're going out there to win. Whether Rudisha's there or not, the goal is still the same, to go out there and win.
So we're talking with Alex Amonkwa here, just outside of a coffee shop in Arlington, Virginia, across the river from Washington, D.C., Alex, we know it's been a tough year in 2020, but we wish you lots of success as you get going for 2021, and we hope to get a chance to check in with you again sometime soon on the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It was a pleasure. And if I can leave with anything, just everybody stay focused. And I know times are really difficult, but keep pushing. Use this opportunity to be a better person and grow. and, you know, just make the most out of everything. I know times are tough, but stick with it, guys.
That's Ghana's 800 meters Olympian, Alex Amankwa. And Alex spoke with Dan Friedel here in the Washington area.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Take your pick. Watch on television, log on to the internet, or listen right here on the radio. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Sport greetings, everyone. This is Falilat Ogukoya, Olympic silver and bronze medalist, African record holder, ranked the best quarterfinaler in the world, 1998. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contracting COVID-19.
In the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Elsewhere in African athletics, Kenya's World and Olympic 3,000-meter steeplechase champion Conseslus Kipruto has been charged with having sex with a 15-year-old girl. The 25-year-old Kipruto was released on $1,800 cash bail Monday after pleading not guilty. He was charged with what is referred to as defilement in Kenyan law, sexual intercourse with a minor under the age of 18. The court proceedings took place in Kapsabet, a town in the high-altitude Rift Valley region, an area that's produced some of Kenya's greatest distance runners. Kipruto was born in nearby Eldoret, another renowned running town. In a related story, the annual Athletics Kenya Athletes Conference is scheduled for December 2nd to December 5th in Nairobi. Kenya's The Nation newspaper reports, Athletics Kenya is planning a tentative calendar of international events for 2021, including the Tokyo Olympics in Japan. Kenya is planning to send teams to the World Indoor Championships in March 2021 in China, as well as the World Relay Championships in May in Poland. Athletics Kenya is planning to hold its men's and women's 10,000 meters trials for the Tokyo Games separately from other events. It's planned that the selection for the 10,000 meters will be June 26th and June 27th in Nairobi, and trials for other events on July 2nd and July 3rd in the Kenyan capital. Finally, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute for Hall of Fame basketball player Elvin Hayes, nicknamed the Big E. Hayes was born November 17, 1945, in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana. Elvin Hayes was a 12-time NBA All-Star, and he lifted the NBA's championship trophy in 1978 with the Washington Bullets. The team would later change its name and is now known as the Washington Wizards. Happy 75th birthday to the Big E, Elvin Hayes. And that wraps up the November 17th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus, afrobeat to ndumbulu and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international...